I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past. Thoughts from a Prayer, May 26, 2017. I love to see how God works in my life. I tell you, it's one adventure after the next. My life is anything but mundane, and I get to meet some great people. Of course, learning to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit is a process that has its own timeline. Someone suggested years ago that I pray every morning for God to guide every aspect of my day, be in total control, end up wherever it takes me, to ask what debt of love I owe that day. God paid a huge price sending Jesus to take our place for the sins of our fleshly nature. I am His, at His service, for His purpose. Thanks, A, I stole your saying. My life, redeemed, bought, and paid for. If you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in reverent fear of Him and with profound respect for Him throughout the time of your stay on earth. For you know that you were not redeemed from your useless, spiritually unproductive way of life, inherited by tradition from your forefathers with perishable things like silver and gold, but you were actually purchased with precious blood, like that of a sacrificial lamb, unblemished and spotless, the priceless blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1:17 through 19, the Amplified Version. At first, I was frustrated. How is that possible? I can't just go where God wants when He wants. I have a schedule, you know. I have places to be. Sure, if I had no job. Thankfully, that's not how it works. Because I do this, I'm in the places I'm meant to be, talking to or helping the people I'm supposed to be, and possibly even making vital connections. Of course, there are times I think God is positioning us for our own safety. Like when you're driving back from the beach, this happened the other day, and the person in front of you wants to go slower because they're uncomfortable driving through the twisty turns of the Tillamook Forest. Maybe they slowed you down because in a mile, there will be a person passing, coming from the other way and in the wrong lane. Head-on collision averted. Because that van was slower, we weren't where we could have been. Then there are times that we are just meant to help someone, like Tuesday. I have been working on starting a refurbishing business. I've set aside Tuesday to dedicate time to this business for one of my weekly time commitments. I had to organize my workshop. I took the trash to the dumpster and headed to donate the clothing I'd been gathering up. I arrived at my normal donation place. A lady got out of the car next to me. She asked if I went to the church. I said I had been to some services in the past, but go somewhere else for services. I pulled a bag out of the back of the Jeep and she said, I'm here to donate too. I just didn't know where to go and it looks like you do. I led her to the door where we were greeted by a man who said they were no longer accepting clothes and told us the next closest place, which was 3 miles away, here in this area, that means it's a 20-minute drive. I had to go so I could get rid of my stuff. So I asked if she wanted me to take hers as well. She said she was thankful God sent me, so she didn't have to go. She was from Arizona and didn't know the area. I realize that doesn't seem like a super exciting encounter, but I was able to help someone who needed help. We all need help sometimes. I love the sense of accomplishment and joy I get from helping others or just brightening their day in some way, shape, or form. Most of us have that inkling because it's written into our DNA by God. We were made for fellowship with Him first, then others. Our main purpose here is the relationships we have and are meant to have. I'm not suggesting you quit your job, sell your things, and go off the grid to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, never making plans, flying by the seat of your pants. God knows jobs are a source of income, and we need that to pay for living expenses. He will use you right where you are. I know some people have a hard time asking for help. Something God had me squash years ago is the "I can do this on my own" attitude. I had it pretty bad too. The harder I tried to not rely on others, the more I seemed to need others. God did not create us for solitude. I'm not afraid to ask for help any longer. It's not shameful, nor does it mean I'm a failure or can't accomplish things on my own. We are created for community, given differing gifts that fit perfectly together. We have to choose to use them, though. When we allow God to control our day, He can bless us in ways we don't expect. 2 months ago, before I skipped town to help my mom after surgery and spend time with my amazing granddaughter and her parents, I got an unexpected job offer that I asked for years ago. I wasn't looking for a job at this time, but it's the perfect fit and perfect timing. He's been training me for years and I had no idea. I'm excited to see how He uses me. It will be challenging, rewarding, and worth the past heartache that qualifies me to serve in this capacity. After all, I've been called to a purpose bigger than me. We're supposed to be mentors and spread the good news, the gospel, of Jesus' saving grace. We, as Christ followers, all have this call on our lives. This is our commission. Jesus came up and said to them, "All authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance and on every occasion, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28:19-21, the Amplified Version.
Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me, and click the bell if you want notifications, and hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! And now that He's washed me clean, I want to follow where He leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why He gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here, this is why He gave us life. So let His love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.